The Stone of Authority. The Stone Cycle, Book 3. Written by Alan N. Packer. Narrated by Greg John. Volume 1. The Storm Clouds Gather. Prologue. Almost 30 years before Thomas Stablehand finds the Stone of Knowing, the future King Stefan has just been born in Arvernon. Rogand is ruled by King Ugar. The seer has begun to make a name for herself in Lestinor. The eagle soared high on the midday thermals, attentive to the tiniest movement in the desert terrain below. It ignored the little figures and the beasts of burden beside the colourful tents around the oasis. Humans held little interest for it. The monarch of the skies cared nothing for their hopes and fears or the rise and fall of their kingdoms. The majestic predator glided effortlessly over the series of low hills above the oasis. Sometimes reptiles or rodents were foolish enough to risk exposure in the open. They provided a tasty snack. A solitary figure briefly caught its eye as a young tent dweller picked his way slowly down the slope of a small hill. The eagle watched dispassionately as the ground suddenly opened up, swallowing the figure in a puff of dust. Serenely indifferent to the fate of the hapless creature below, the hunter wheeled south, searching for less unsettled hunting grounds. A richly dressed youth sat below the eagle as it glided off into the distance. The crown prince fidgeted uncomfortably, struggling to keep every inch of his body sheltered within the shade of a large rock. His idleness was shattered momentarily as something repulsive slithered past, almost startling him out of his wits. It was only a lizard, but he frowned in irritation anyway as he anxiously scanned the dirt around him. The tents of the royal caravan lay clustered before him, workers scurrying around them like ants. Prince Aegon knew he could be sitting in luxury down there, away from the dust and the heat and creeping things. He would be waited on by bustling servants, whose sole purpose in life was to satisfy his every desire. But it would be insufferably boring. And it would also bring him within reach of his father's foul temper. Thankfully, he had managed to slip away, right under the noses of the royal guards. His father would punish them cruelly for their negligence, but he didn't care. It served them right. Only moments before, a faint cry, quickly cut off, had interrupted his musing. It sounded like a cry for help. Most likely it came from Vilkami, his boyhood companion. The pointless meanderings of the youth must have finally landed him in...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?